Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I wanted to understand the rise in global anti-Semitism, and more than that, I wanted to understand why anti-Semitism is almost being normalized. We've seen the incredible mapping project in Boston, initially supported by BDS, then they kind of didn't, but they did, but they didn't. You know, very, very confusing. We've had many conversations here on this show, even with BDS, to try and understand what their approach to anti-Semitism is. But that aside, we definitely are seeing a normalization or an acceptance of one type of racism or one kind of bigotry, and that is anti-Jewish bigotry. Avi Meir is the Managing Director of Global Communications at the AJC. He's a former spokesperson for the IDF and, in my view, is pretty much one of the world experts on this subject. Avi, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well.
Well, first of all, it's been too long since you've been to South Africa. I know you're very fond of this time of the world. When are you going to come back?
I certainly hope to be back in December or January of the upcoming January. To be perfectly frank, I agree with you entirely. It's been way too long. The pandemic has entirely gotten in the way of my love of South Africa, and I very much hope to be back very soon.
That is great. So what are you seeing from your perspective? And we could use the Abu Akleh death of an mm-hmm. Al Jazeera journalist as an example. What's your observation?
Look, I think what you said is exactly right. What we see is not only a rise in anti-Semitism across the world, in the United States, in Europe, in South Africa, and elsewhere, but it's increasing normalization. People are not nearly as exercised about anti-Jewish hate as they are about hate targeting other groups. And while we certainly would not call for any less attention to other forms of hate and bigotry, we certainly deserve no less attention given to anti-Semitism. And so, yes, it certainly did manifest itself in that horrific map that was essentially a map of targets that was disseminated by the BDS group in Boston. And BDS as a global movement has plausible deniability because they're able to say, oh, this is an independent initiative. We don't have anything to do with it. But of course, we know that BDS is itself infused with anti-Semitism, that it is a effort that targets the Jewish state in ways that it certainly would never target any comparable democracy anywhere in the world. And that is, by definition, anti-Semitic. The Abu Akleh situation is also quite complicated and has also been infused with, I think, very clear anti-Semitic overtones. There have been thousands of journalists killed over the past few decades, dozens this year alone, including seven since Abu Akleh was unfortunately killed in the West Bank. Have you heard of any of them? Do you know any of their names? Have you seen any debate about the circumstances of their death? I would certainly argue the answer to all those things is no. And one has to ask why. Is there something unique to the situation on the ground that would demand the attention that this case has received? And the only answer I can give is that it's Israel. Israel is the missing piece, Israel, the Jewish state. And in any conversation in which Israel is singled out, we must address the question of anti-Semitism because it is unavoidable that in many cases, that is indeed underlying these issues.
The concern that I have is that when we speak about Israel in any of these situations, it's reported with a tremendous amount of emotion. When we mm-hmm. call out the press or when we call out people to say, hold on, why isn't this being reported? They often comply and report it, but it's done without any mm-hmm. real emotion or real feeling. And of course, it doesn't therefore garner any of the support and the interest that Israel does. Have you noticed that, a difference in how items are reported when it comes to Israel versus other places? Never mind the fact that sometimes it's not even reported. I'm saying when it is.
No, I think that is absolutely true. We see the application of terms and the use of language when it comes to Israel that we don't see in other situations. I think one of the most obvious examples of this was during the wave of terror attacks that affected Israel several months ago, there were several quite quite egregious headlines that seem to place an emphasis on the assailant, the murderer who had killed people in Tel Aviv, rather than the fact that he had killed people in Tel Aviv. It was really quite mind-boggling. And indeed, you know, when some of the publications were called out, some of them made minor adjustments to their headlines. But this is a systemic problem, and this is something that repeats itself. And there have been quite a few people who've written about it. One is the journalist Monty Friedman has written about the disproportionate coverage of Israel and the way in which Israel is covered as opposed to other parts of the world. But it is unavoidable, and it falls to those of us who care to hold these publications to account and to call them out when we see these really deeply disturbing phenomena.
We had an interesting situation last week. In fact, South Africa has an electricity crisis, and we're having something called load. They call it load shedding. It's a euphemism for power, for blackouts, really.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm
because
familiar. I've experienced it.
Okay, of course, that's the beginning of our conversation. Anyway, last week, one of our primary publications, News 24, led with an article as this was all unfolding, and people were really upset about load shedding. There was an article that said load shedding stage 6 comparable with Gaza, and it inflamed me. It absolutely enraged me, and I have a very good relationship with the editor of News 24, and I sent him a text that said I'm absolutely blown away by this. And his response was a genuine response. He said, Howard, I don't understand. It's a factual article comparing what South Africa is going through with a place like Gaza, where they don't have electricity for the whole day. And it was so difficult to explain that there would be no need to bring Israel again into this conversation. It's got nothing to do with Israel. We're not comparing it to Zimbabwe or DRC or Cuba or anywhere else. It's Gaza. And what that does is bring it into mainstream thought, as always. Every subject, Israel is just always there. And I tried to explain to him that the Jews in South Africa and indeed around the world are feeling a tremendous amount of pressure and victimization, and this just adds to it. But the conversation didn't resonate for him. And I can tell you that he's not anti-Semitic. I'm pretty sure that he's not even anti-Israel. But it was virtually impossible to try and explain why this was problematic for me.
Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, we see this all the time. We see Israel being linked to things that have nothing to do with Israel, right? So when a prominent politician in America says the reason we don't have healthcare, universal healthcare in the United States, is because we're sending money to Israel. Or when activists against the really terrible phenomenon of police brutality say that it's because of Israel that police act in such a way in rural America. These are very clear examples of bringing Israel into places it simply doesn't belong. And to be honest, I think you are to be commended for bringing that to the editor's attention. And that's really the only answer there is, to keep asking the questions. Why are you bringing Israel into this? Does it really have anything to do with Israel? Do you understand that in linking Israel to these things, you are perhaps indirectly and perhaps inadvertently increasing anti-Semitism? You're drawing attention to Jews in a negative way, and that is something that we need to hold people to account for. It's irresponsible, at the very least, and I would say that in some cases it's actually pernicious. And so when you do see things like this, and when any of the listeners see things like this happening in news media, on the social media, on Twitter, and so on and so forth, call it out. You know, ask the question, why are you bringing Israel into this? Why aren't you giving another example? You know, would you give another example? Is this a place in which other examples are even relevant? And if not, why the insistence? Why the insistence on bringing Israel into the conversation? That, I think, is a question that consistently needs to be asked.
Avi Mad, keep doing the work you do. Keep encouraging people like us around the world, because that's the support that we need. Avi Mad, Managing Director of Global Communications at the AGJC, former spokesperson for the IDF, joined us this morning talking about the normalization of anti-Semitism around the world.